Hello everyone, I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship. Waiting is hard for most of us. As we learn more about God, waiting for the Lord becomes easier and more rewarding.
We worship and adore you, bowing down before you. Songs of praise is singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen.
We worship and adore you.
Lord, you know that we have no friend like you. God, help us to keep our eyes on you, to trust in you, the God of the universe. By your very nature, you are love. You care infinitely for us. You are faithful and true. You know, we don't like waiting. Waiting in line in the grocery store. Sometimes we are more than just a little bit frustrated waiting in a line of cars for the light to change. There are circumstances where we want to go now. We think we know best and we want to go and do things. Well, your word is filled with instructions how that we can wait on you. That waiting on you with you is best, always best to hold your hand and wait until the fullness of your time. You alone, Lord, are all-knowing, and we can rest in the fact that your will is really what we want. And good things come to those who wait. It's probably more accurate to say that we are waiting with you rather than to say that we're waiting on you, Lord. Light our way so that we can see things as you do. You know that we are weak. Strengthen our faith as only you can do. Amen.
Prince of peace, that is one.
We truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. Thanks for listening. You are listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. Visit us online at calltoworship.us. This is where you'll learn more about this ministry and how it might help you or a friend. When you visit the Call to Worship website, you can listen to previous broadcasts available to you anytime, day or night. You'll also see our program devotional topics and scriptures, as well as the playlist for each program. Our website also is a safe and convenient place to make a contribution to this ministry. That address is calltoworship.us. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share prayer requests and testimonies, as well as finding out what the topic will be for the next week's broadcast. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. We really appreciate your encouraging letters, your generosity, and faithful support. Thank you. When you write, would you please be sure to include the call letters of this station? Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Thank you for joining us for this time of worship and praise.
There's not anything that a man wants more than to be respected as a strong man. But strength flows from the almightiness of the one we worship. Let us lift up his name, Almighty, Almighty God, who flows his strength to those that praise him.
Almighty, most holy God, faithful through the ages. Almighty, most holy Lord, glorious, almighty God.
to lift up their hand to the Most High God, the mighty God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord.
As I look back on this road I've traveled, I see so many times He's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, my Redeemer is faithful and true. And my Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything He has said He will do. And every morning His mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. My heart rejoices when I read the promise. There's a place that I'm preparing for you. I know someday I'll see my Lord face to face. 'Cause my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything He has said He will do. Every morning His mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And in every situation He has proved His love for me. When I lack the understanding, He gives more grace. My Redeemer is faithful and true. And everything He has said He will do. And every morning His mercies are new. My Redeemer is faithful and true. Jesus is faithful and true.
When you are waiting for something, remember that God is with you in the waiting.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. Looking back. love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet He looked away the many times I could not pray. Still, my God, He was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly reaching out for what pleased me, even then, God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to Him, He is waiting with open arms, and I see His love and mercy I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet He's been faithful, faithful.
esperanza por no, ya sin paz. O de tanto esperar, ya perdiendo tu canción estás. Puedes creer que su mano está en ti, seguro estás, nunca te ha de abandonar. Eres su gozo y su gran tesoro aquí.
Su gran tesoro aquí.
Waiting. There are many times when we will wait on the Lord. As you are waiting to see God's fingerprints, it's been said that He's never late, but seldom early. One concept that comes to mind is when I'm at the theater waiting for the movie to begin. Well, some of you can relate to this. You may have to watch previews first, but that movie is the main event. The reason you are there in the first place. You may enjoy the previews, the trailers, or not, but your mind keeps coming back to the movie you are expecting. Life is a little like that example. While going through our day-to-day activities, our mind keeps coming back to that item that we've been praying about, waiting for the answer from God. Waiting is one of the many seasons that we go through in this spiritual life we live. Consider the example of the apostles waiting on the promise of the Holy Spirit. We read that in Acts, the first chapter. Christ showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. From James 5. Dear brothers and sisters, be patient as you wait for the Lord's return. Consider the farmers who patiently wait for the rains in the fall and in the spring. They eagerly look for the valuable harvest to ripen. You too must be patient. Take courage, for the coming of the Lord is near. From Psalm 27, wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. From Psalm 37, wait on the Lord and keep his way. He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. Proverbs 20, say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Romans 15, such things were written in the Scriptures long ago to teach us, and the Scriptures give us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promises to be fulfilled. From Romans 8, we wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. One of my very best friends was recently involved in a serious car crash. His car was totaled, and while in the hospital, he experienced complications. Now, we are all waiting for my friend to progressively begin to breathe on his own so they can safely take him off the respirator. We can only guess what the future holds for him, but we do know who holds the future. So, God gives us peace. He's very much in these circumstances as we continue waiting. From Isaiah 40, "Have you not heard? Have you never understood? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth. He never grows weary or weak. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Take courage, my dear brother or sister in the Lord. You live by faith. Now continue to walk by faith. May our God keep your soul steadfast. He is in the waiting.
Like a ring of solid gold, like are you to receive all the praise flowing out of the hearts of the people you made. Oh Lord, worthy are you. Faithful are you to supply every need of the people you love when we trust and believe. Oh Lord, faithful are you.
And faithful and righteous are you, wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth
sing praise.
Worthy and faithful and righteous are you, wonderful counselor, mighty God. Let every melody out of my mouth sing praise. Righteous are you in the council of men. When we humble our hearts, you restore us again. Oh Lord, righteous are you.
Righteous are you. Worthy and faithful and righteous are you. Wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth
sing praise. Wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth
sing praise.
Worthy are you. Worthy are you. Worthy are you. Worthy and faithful and righteous are you.
Wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth
sing praise. Worthy and faithful and righteous are you. Wonderful counselor, mighty God.
Let every melody out of my mouth
sing praise.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song as we focused on waiting, a valuable part of God's plan for our lives. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. God is personally calling you today, my friend. Believe Jesus, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray this simple prayer right now. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. Please forgive my sins and come into my life as my Savior and Lord. Thank you for hearing my prayer. My friend, if you prayed this prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ promised to come into your heart and forgive your sins and give you a new life. When you make a decision, it is important that you tell someone. Please let us know by mail at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again from Psalm 27, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
Failing. He's never failed.